love talking about house design, and I love when I find ways to make it easier and less expensive. Blindsgalore.com. You know what? I remember years ago being with my mom in New York, and we were trying to just order blinds for her windows, and it was so outrageously expensive.
Really?
And they had to come to the house, and they had to measure everything. Well, guess what? That's over, because Blinds Galore, all they do are blinds. You get professional designer quality products, but not at designer prices. In fact, they beat the big box stores, and here's what's cool about it. These aren't window treatments lying around on a shelf somewhere. Blindsgalore.com. They're hand-built from scratch, delivered to your door, created just for your windows.
Oh, I like that.
And they'll help you. They'll talk to you on the phone or online, but you measure them yourself. So you don't have to wait for someone to come over and do the whole measuring thing and charge a fortune. Mm-mm.
I like it.
They have the industry's best guarantee, Blinds Galore. If you don't like your custom blinds or shades for any reason, so let's say they're the wrong color. Let's say you measured them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't like the style, you can exchange it for another covering for free.
Oh, that's good.
So you really can't mess up. Blinds Galore will even set you up with 15 free samples and free shipping on the top of the free expertise. Doesn't get any better than that. So whether you need more privacy, you want to sleep in, or just fix up a room, blindsgalore.com has just what you're looking for. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home. So go check out blindsgalore.com and let them know we sent you. That's blindsgalore.com. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I'm looking at this phone, and we have so many messages. We have to go through those.
Okay. We're going to go through messages.
Yes.
And Lindsay was going to come on the show today, but she had a doctor's appointment. So, I mean, she's fine. It was a regular thing. But anyway, she'll come on next week. Okay. So we have so much to talk about. We're going to talk about the mercurial douchiness of teenagers. We're going to talk about what's going to go on tonight for the big birthday celebration.
Yes.
We actually had an epically fun day yesterday. I want to tell you about that.
Okay.
And what else did I want to tell you? I can't remember. But, and then we'll take questions. So, oh, but before I do that, so we have our book signing locked in for Mall of America.
Yes.
It is Saturday, October 27th from 1:30 to 3:00. In the Southeast Court.
Yes.
I don't know where that is. I'm going to assume it's near Barnes & Noble.
I think it's where you guys were last time.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, well, you guys come see us. We're only going to be there for an hour and a half because we're coming in between shows at Evine. But we're going to sign as many books as we can and take pictures and the whole deal. So come meet us at the Mall of America in Minneapolis. Well, it's not really – is it – you know, do you call that Minneapolis? It's outside of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But it's like in, I don't know what the town is. I'm bad. I'm so not Magellan.
I'm worse than you are. So.
But you know what's funny? They say you relearn things when your kids go to school.
Yeah.
But when Max and Nikki went through that period of time where they learned all the state capitals and everything, I was like, oh, I know all of these. And
did
then when Katarina, I mean, I learned them with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, good. Now I finally know these all.
Right.
And then when Katarina went through it, I was like, yep, gone. No idea.
It's in Bloomington.
See, it's in Bloomington, Bloomington, Minnesota, Mall of America. By the way, one of my favorite malls of all time.
Oh, it's amazing there.
It's so
massive.
Cool, right?
Yes.
They do need a Chanel, though.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying. But
you're
it's
an so bougie.
I know, whatever. But I have to say, I love that they have the whole amusement park inside.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very cool. I love that place. And the Lego store is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I go there, I get Coco Legos. So we're doing the book signing Saturday, October 27th in the Southeast Court of Mall of America, 1:30 to 3:00. So get there. Can't wait to see you. Okay, so just a moment on the douchey teenagers.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I love everyone out there listening. And for everyone out there that's a mom, oh, I feel your pain. I was just getting my nails done. I was listening to these two girls next to me talk, and they have very young kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sort of lamenting and celebrating at the same time as we all do, like the good and the bad of the whole thing. And I was with Bahara, and we were talking about cars. And she's like, oh, I'm going to be in this truck forever. You know? And I was like, I've been there, you know, the whole thing. And I was thinking about all the stages. But so you know, they are mercurial, their moods. They're, yes. Sometimes they're super nice and great, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're just awful. And I picked them, Max and Nikki, up yesterday from school. And I swear, it was like, basically, in an emotional way, it was like running up and down a mountain for the entire ride.
Oh, God.
And at one point, I swear, I was like, I said under my breath, oh my God, he hates me. And Max is like, why are you telling me this? Go complain to Dad. I'm like, I wasn't telling you. I said under my breath. And then Nikki was mad at me and she chimed in. I go, you didn't want to be a part of this. That, we were like crazy. And I swear, I started crying to myself
really?
A little in the car because I couldn't believe it.
But my thing is, why let them have so much control over it? And why not just be like, you're a douche, like you're being a douchey teenager, you're gonna get over this in 5 minutes and like move on. Like, why let it get to you?
Sometimes you can,
yeah,
and sometimes you can't. It's kind of like, you know, when you have a boyfriend that you don't really care about,
right.
you can be a lot cooler,
right?
And when you really like them, you have a hard time not texting them every 5 seconds.
Right.
It's like that,
right?
And it's so infuriating. I was asking Nikki questions, and he was sitting in the back of the car. And he was speaking at such a low tone as to almost render himself completely inaudible that I was like, what? What? I mean, they get under your skin. They do it on purpose.
Oh, I would be just the worst parent.
Oh, sometimes I'm great.
I would,
and sometimes
honestly,
I'm
I would probably
awful.
Just like slam on my brakes just so they get a little like.
A little. Ah!
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, what? Speak to me like that again. Do it one more time. I swear I'll beat you, boy.
And this is why I think it's just like men are just like this. They're born this way. He's in the back seat and I'm like starting to get agitated because he's given me nothing and he's doing it on purpose. And so I start going, you know, and giving him that. And he goes, Mom, totally calm. Uh-huh. Mom, you're freaking out.
Oh, brake check. Whoosh, whiplash. Oh, I would whiplash the hell out of
him. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it wasn't good. And then we came home and Terry was out. This was the other night, I think. I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before. But anyway. Terry was out and then I was downstairs with them. Mm. Yeah, it was two nights ago. Mm-hmm. So I was downstairs and Nikki came to eat dinner and I thought, I'm just going to sit here because he had
irritate them
because he had after school activities and stuff. So he ate after the other kids and I had already sat with them. So, and I ate with them. So I thought, I'm just going to sit here because I know he just wants to go on his phone and he doesn't.
Right.
I sat there and I was quiet for a few minutes and then I just asked a probing question and he was mildly irritated.
Of course.
And then I got onto a subject that he actually wanted to discuss. Mm-hmm. And he started talking to me. And then Max came downstairs. And all of a sudden, the three of us are laughing and having a great time and communicating. And it was so good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so hard.
What an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, my gosh. It's just insane. And then again last night. Like, it's just every day.
Yeah.
It's just, and anyone that's got teenagers completely understands this. And I was like this.
Right.
Weren't you?
Yeah, of course.
I might still be like this. I'm not sure.
Oh, I definitely am.
Okay. So it's, yeah, totally. So I woke up this morning and like you're saying, like, why can't you just let it go? Cause sometimes you're in a good mood and sometimes you're not. And also, you know, my uncle's been ill. And so, you know, I have that weighing on my mind and, you know, I'm a little stressed about that. And, so he's, by the way, he's doing really good.
Great.
Anyway, so I get up this morning and, you know, I woke up Nikki and yes, I'm still doing the thing where I put out his toothpaste and everything. He's the only one I do it for. I don't know why, but I do it for him. Anyway, so I do that and I always go to his bed and go, good morning, sweetheart. And doesn't move.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, honey. Doesn't move. Nick. And then it progresses to, can you get up?
Get
please?
Up.
Can you just grunt at me? And he goes, I'm up. Go. Okay. And I get everyone else up and then I'm downstairs and I take a completely different tactic.
Yeah.
I just start talking to him like he's always a cheery person.
Oh my God, I love
it. I'm like, so anything cool going on today? I'm like that annoying
like the
mom.
Cheerleader, yeah.
Can I help you make your protein shake?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Oh, you know, it's a little easier if you do it this way. And he was like, He was looking at me like, what's the angle?
Yep.
What's going on here? But man, it amused me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's hilarious.
And then I dropped off Kat and Coco at school and they were all happy and great.
Yeah.
And literally right as we pull up to the school and they open the door and they're getting out and Coco's trying to like walk over Kat. I'm like, honey, sit, let her get out of the car. I wasn't yelling. I was just like, let her get out of the car first because she's next to the door.
Right.
She goes, you're so mean. And literally storms out of the car and doesn't say goodbye.
Have a good day.
Oh, that's what I did. I rolled down my window. I go, bye. I love you.
That's so funny.
And then I go over to see Terry because I usually stop at his office on the way back from the girls' school. And I go in there and we're just chatting for a second. And, you know, we're in the lounge of the surgery center.
Yeah.
And so there's other people around and whatnot. And we're talking. And I said something like, big party tonight. So we're doing the party with the kids tonight. And of course I'm joking.
Yeah. And he freaks out.
Oh no. He goes, he doesn't even laugh. He said, oh yeah. Like when I was 50.
No.
And, oh yes, he did. And
today?
He launched into the whole story and I went, huh, you know, I've already been beaten up by 4 humans today. I think I'm good. I go, love you. And I left. And then I texted him, love you, with like emojis and crowns and birthday balloon things.
Isn't it funny though how your mood can definitely change a scenario like that? Because had you been sensitive, you would have been like, you know, I was just trying to go, like you would have changed that whole conversation and been so passive aggressive.
Totally.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Oh no, I was just like,
you had 4 little terrorists completely like in the morning. Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Oh my God, totally cannot win.
Oh my God.
But you know what I do love about the 50th birthday story? And I did say this today. I said, you know what's so great about this story is that in 22 years, you still only complain about the same thing.
Right.
That's a good, you know, that's a pretty good track record.
Right.
22 years, one story.
And what if you hadn't done that? What would he honestly have complained about?
Well, if I have to be totally honest, there's been a couple of times where he was like sick and he never gets sick, like had a fever and I made him go out to dinner with my family. I'm like, you're fine. Just get
up.
Take a Tylenol.
Yeah.
I always go out with your family. Oh
that
no, but I made
hilarious.
Him do, I made him do that a couple
so
of times.
Maybe the dinner's fine. Let him just always remember that.
I don't
that.
Care. It's okay. But you know what's funny is that whenever he brings that up, he doesn't seem to correlate the fact, all right, so he hates when you do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I one time did something bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I love when you do something and he almost never does anything. So why isn't that bad?
I know. It's expected.
Doesn't correlate.
No.
Okay. So yesterday was kind of like, it wasn't really the kickoff. The other day, oh, when we went to Sebastian Maniscalco, that was kind of like his birthday week kickoff.
Yep.
But yesterday we had this fun day because we were going on Dr. Phil to promote the Dubrow diet. Oh my gosh. First of all, so we had to be there very early.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry's like, oh, it's so early. I'm like, really? Try being a girl who has to get up and do her hair and makeup.
Yeah.
You know, before
don't
we get
complain,
like, oh my gosh, it's such a pain. But anyway, we went to Dr. Phil. What an amazing time.
Good.
Amazing time. Such a great appearance. And, you know, we're, Terry and I are like, oh, I don't even want to say this out loud because we'll end up fighting. But right now, I'll just knock on wood and poo, poo, poo. But we were both like super excited to be there because I feel like even though we've already pre-recorded the doctors, this feels like it's so close to the book launching. When is it launching? October
16th.
That, I don't know, we were just really
excited
on the same page. We get up there and, you know a lot of people there and we were hanging out and what people were saying to us in the hallways was just crazy.
Oh, I can imagine.
Because they get our book in advance.
Right.
And so a lot of them had read it, used it. And one of the executive producers came up to us and was like, oh my gosh, my friend was in a weight loss competition with her friends before her husband's 40th and she won because she was using your book.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that cool?
Amazing. Yeah.
And then they showed pictures before and afters of 2 of our Facebook guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
So they had Armando,
mm-hmm.
who was on our Facebook Live, actually. He's so funny. And Samantha.
Yep.
And Samantha was actually in the audience. And their stories, wait till you guys meet these people. Because first of all, they're the loveliest people. And they're just like all of us.
Yep.
Yo-yo dieting, fad dieting, or just had kids or have never been able to get it together. I mean.
But they had tremendous weight loss. I
tremendous.
Mean, wow.
40 pounds, 50 pounds, 60 pounds. Unbelievable. And Dr. Phil, oh, I love him.
Does his wife still sit in the audience?
Robin wasn't there, but actually I think Robin's going to come on the show.
Yeah. No, I know, but I feel like she is always in the audience. I think that's so sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if she's there every day, but I think she goes a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait, anyway, Robin McGraw's going to be on the show. We're going to have her on like in a month or two. And then in early October, we have a date. Jamie Lynn Sigler and Lance Bass are coming on, which is super exciting too. Anyway, so we went to Dr. Phil, had a great time. And then we had like a little time to kill before lunch. And I'm like, hey, let's go to MedMen.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over to MedMen and I wanted pure CBD because, all right, so Have we talked about the fact that I pulled up my back?
Yes, because the little seven-year-old.
Yeah, the little bitchy stretching therapist.
Yes.
I don't know if it's because of her, but it doesn't feel like – it's not just my sciatica. It's like a lower back, almost like a muscle pull. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing icy hot things and, yeah. you know, the pads and the whole thing. But I wanted to get some pure CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and – isn't this so sad? The only pure CBD they had in stock was vegan cookies.
Poor you.
Poor me. Yes. Yeah. So we went over there and we got that. By the way, they're delicious.
Really?
And it's so good. That CBD is so good. And by the way, just so those of you that don't know, you don't get high from that. This is just,
right.
It's for anti-anxiety. It's for anti-pain. It's for inflammation. Anyway, amazing. And I really think it helped actually.
Really?
Because my back felt so much better this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was really good. So we did that. And then we went to lunch at the Ivy. And you know, the Ivy is so special because that's where we met on our blind date. In December, it'll be 22 years. Really the one in Santa Monica. But we went to Ivy at the Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And we had kind of like this really fun celebratory lunch book kickoff thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
So fun.
Yeah.
And we ate lunch. And usually we, you know, because we do interval eating, we were within the right time frame, but we usually don't eat this early.
Right.
But we ate and, oh my God, it was just, oh my God, the food is so good. Anyway, we had a huge meal, so much fun. And then we get in the car to come home. And of course, I'm eating my vegan CBD cookies.
Yeah.
Take a little nap because it was like a 3-hour drive home.
Of course.
And then Terry had wanted new pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you have pillow protectors on your pillows?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know. And like literally, I every day my pillow case is always off my pillow.
That's weird.
I don't know
why.
Is
it silk? Do you sleep on silk?
One of them is silk.
Okay.
And that one's always off my pillow.
Because does it slide off?
Yes. And that it just it irritates me every morning. And why I don't do anything about it is beyond me.
You know, because ours, they button so they won't fall off.
Oh, not mine.
Do you have like a regular size pillow or like a king size pillow?
It's regular and it has like a little dent, like a little divot in for like your head support.
Uh-huh.
It's like a weird shaped pillow. So that's why it always falls off.
Do you have a queen bed or a king bed?
I have a king bed.
You have a king bed, but you don't use king pillows?
I have a
pillows?
Cal king bed.
Yeah, but you don't use king pillows?
We have some king pillows, but like he likes his certain pillows that he brought from his house. I brought mine from my house.
And are his short too?
Yeah.
But proportionally, how does that look on the bed?
We hide them because I have two king pillows that I put in front of them with all the decorative pillows.
Okay. So that's like me.
Yeah.
The 72 pillows
mm-hmm.
on the bed.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So all the kids have 70. By the way,
yeah.
when you see the house tour, there's 72 pillows on
you
every bed.
You know what's so annoying? And I just realized it. Anytime I get into bed, I take all the pillows off.
Right.
Right?
But he doesn't.
He only takes his side off. And he gets in bed and I'm like, excuse me. What? Like, why? I don't understand. It's so weird.
Is there all right, I'm sorry. I'm a little bed obsessed right now. Is there like, do you have a comforter?
Yes.
And you have like a pretty duvet on there?
Yes.
And then is there anything on top of that or no?
No.
Okay, so here's
I have like a little blanket at the end, like at the foot of the bed. But that's. It's whatever. Like he can just get in bed. We don't have to do anything besides take the pillow, like the decorative pillows off.
See, here's the thing. I like something on top of the bed that always looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So about 10 years ago, I started doing what I'm going to call a coverlet.
Yeah.
Okay. You can call it whatever you want, but it's basically, so you have your comforter that has a duvet cover over it so
right.
you can wash it and all that. But on top of that, something decorative that you can fold down. But if like, let's say your duvet cover gets like a stain on it
right.
or it starts to show wear,
mm-hmm.
it's okay because you put this coverlet on top and that's what always looks pretty.
Right.
So I love that. Except here's the problem. Terry will not fold it down. He just wants to sit on it.
Right. And that just irritates you.
Well, because that defeats the whole purpose, doesn't it?
See, I would just take that off the table. He would be irritated that we even have something that is useless, I think.
Okay, but he's gotten better at that. He was not good in the old house because I had this coverlet thing on there that was, it had like, it was black and it had sparkles on it. And it was very uncomfortable to sit on.
Good. Make it more uncomfortable. Put spikes on the damn
totally.
Thing.
Luby spikes
exactly.
everywhere.
Yep.
Like to keep the birds away. But what happens is he won't take the pillows off either. He'll just open the bed
yep.
and push everything
yep.
to my side.
Mm-hmm. It's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
And I was like, do you think I'm going to be sleeping in another room? Like, is there a reason why?
Is there a hint?
But he's so good because I tell him once and then he's, you know.
Yeah, for now. We'll see.
Follows,
like, talk to me in 10, 20.
He follows the rules.
That's very good.
I know.
So, okay. So we needed new pillows and we
yep.
hate our pillows. So So on the way home of this like 3-hour drive, I go, hey, let's go to Bloomingdale's.
Mm-hmm.
And why like, why he did not automatically say no is beyond me. But I think he really wants the pillows. And I said, I can't buy them for you because you're picky about the pillows. Yeah. So got to try them out.
Yeah.
So I posted a picture today.
I saw that.
So I take him over there and the nicest gal was helping us and she was telling us all about the pillows, whatever. And he goes to the mattress section. He's lying down. I'm thinking he's never getting up. He's going to pass out. And then I had to leave him there because I was like $50 under the threshold for saving so much money.
Yeah.
Because they were doing an event. I'm like, oh, I got to go buy something.
Yeah.
So I went to go find something and I came back and thankfully he had not passed out. And we bought our pillows. But I said, okay, so I need, because we have the long king pillows,
mm-hmm.
two each.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't sleep on down because I'm allergic. But they had this kind that is hypoallergenic.
Uh-huh.
So he got those, okay. And I got the foam ones.
Okay.
And then, so there's four pillows. So I got eight pillow protectors.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You just zip them on there.
Right.
Because think about it. When your head, this is gross, but when your head is on the pillow.
Oh, I know.
You know, you sweat.
Yes.
You drool. Like things leach from your head.
Yes.
Onto the. They soak through your pillowcase and now it stains your pillow.
Right.
Do you wash your pillows?
I do. Oh, no, the actual pillow?
Yes.
No, just the covers.
So how often do you change the pillow?
I don't know. I didn't know you were supposed to.
But think about how much bacteria is in the pillow.
I didn't think about that.
Now it's going to gross you out. Let me gross you out further.
I'm going to get pinworms and shit from my pillows.
So I've always had pillow protectors.
Yeah.
Even when the kids go to sleepaway camp,
yeah.
I put pillow protectors on there. Not that they're going to wash them. It's just a habit. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I come home and Terry's like, are you going to change my pillows? I'm like, yes, yes, yes. So we come home and we did make a little stop in the mall at Chanel on the way. He was in such a good mood. I'm like, want to go to Chanel? He's like, sure. I was like, okay. Don't ask twice.
Yeah.
And so so we come home and I put his pillows. You know, I'm doing them and I take the pillowcase off and there's no pillowcase protector.
Uh-huh.
I mean, pillow protector.
Yeah.
And the pillow is disgusting. It's like stained and gross. And I'm going, oh my gosh, we've been sleeping on these bacteria-filled, disgusting
yeah.
pillows. Now, what I learned since I've been mm-hmm. bitching about this for about 4 hours mm-hmm. now, what I've learned from people along
yes.
my path today is that a lot of people just take the pillows and put them in the dryer.
Okay. Because
they're saying the heat kills the bacteria.
Okay.
I don't know if this is true. You can all weigh in. Curious to hear what everyone thinks. I like a pillow protector.
And do you wash the pillow protector?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the thing is that you need two sets.
Right.
So like the same way you change your sheets, you change the pillow protector.
Right.
And that way it protects your pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was like mildly freaked out. So I asked Ina, our housekeeper, I'm like, why don't we have pillow protectors? She's like, I don't know. We just never had them in this house. And then I remembered that Jessica
uh-huh.
is the one that ordered the pillows.
Yeah.
So I think usually I do that, and so I buy them at the same time, and
right.
I haven't realized for 2 years we haven't had them.
But look, no one's dead. Look at that.
But do I have mold growing on me, me?
Stop.
Oh, no.
Your skin's never looked better. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, maybe the bacteria is good. Okay, so now I'm putting pillow protectors in because the kids didn't have them either, and I'm just grossed out beyond measure.
Goodness.
Yeah, so that's what we did. Anyway, so we get home. And it was a very good day.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great appearance. We had a lot of fun together. We laughed.
Yeah.
We drank. We bought pillows. It was great. And then we come home and it's like, I don't know, 7 o'clock. And Amanda, Chef Amanda, I was upstairs and she texted me. She goes, hey, I made you guys something special. And I was like, oh no, no, no.
Your buttons on your pants are popping.
Popping.
As she's doing, yeah.
And by the way, I changed because I wore a dress to Dr. Phil. And I'm like, I'm going to be comfortable. So I brought pants and flats and
yeah.
a shirt. Well, I should have kept the dress on because the dress was stretchy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like, okay, be right down.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, honey, she made something special. And he was like, oh, crap, let's go. So we go downstairs and she made this cheese board.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
A cheese board with
yes.
all not – what?
She made a cheese board with vegan cheeses. And this sounds a little like an oxymoron or counterintuitive, but there was – it wasn't a vegan board because there was meat on there.
Right.
Okay, so there was like salami and prosciutto
yes.
and like other stuff. But the cheeses themselves were vegan.
Yeah.
And there was like mustards and little veggies and
oh my
and
God,
like
yum.
Jams, like savory jams and all. It was like the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Mm.
And so she did that Miko's cheese. Mm-hmm. I don't know if all of them were Miko's, but two of them definitely were. There was the mozzarella and there was that herb one that I like. And then there was another one that was wrapped in bay leaves.
Mm. Yum.
Terry loves vegan cheese.
Really?
He said he likes it better than regular cheese.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Oh, it's so – oh, and we were eating and then she made opa.
Oh, my God.
You read opa? I know you're not a big sea person.
No.
It's so good. I think you would like it because it's thicker and it's not slimy. It's like a steakier fish. And she made it crispy on the outside and then put some kind of like, I don't even know what the heck she put on. Oh my God. Some kind of tomato relish thingy she made. Yeah. I don't know. It was beyond.
Amazing. Oh my God.
And then I had to immediately leave the kitchen.
Yeah. Cause you're like, this is going to be bad. It's going to go down.
Yeah. Love you. I got to go.
Yeah. So it was a good day.
It was a really good day. But man, I got to stop eating. See, this is the thing. I got to stop. It's not good.
I've been very good.
You have?
Yes.
You have not. I saw what you ate last night. Wait a minute.
No.
What were you eating?
That was all. It was the meatloaf.
What was the roast? Did he make a roast?
Oh, it's not a meatloaf. It's the shoulder of the cow. It has a very fancy name.
I don't
name.
Need to know the
I know.
Exact
And he started
location.
Going into detail. I'm like, I'm good. Just tell me from what animal.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. And then it was just veggies. So it was actually, it was
How
all
did he make it? He roasted
free.
It?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so damn good. So good.
That is crazy.
It's like a new butchery in Santa Ana. I'm going to tell Amanda about it.
Oh.
He said that there's just everything is like divine in there.
Really?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, what's it? You know the name?
Better than the one right here.
Really? Do you know the name?
He told me. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, God, I need to know.
I know. I'm going to tell Amanda that. For sure.
Don't you love that I'm obsessed with vegan cheese and steak?
And steak, yeah.
What can I tell you? Natalie, tell everyone about your sheets, how much you love your Brooklyn and sheets.
Oh, I'm obsessed with it. I seriously... If I'm like in uncomfortable sheets at night, I can't sleep. Like I will toss and turn or I'll just like sleep on my comforter.
I know because
I'm so picky.
Sheets are so important.
Exactly.
Okay. So brooklinen.com has like the softest sheets on the planet. So I bought them for you and you love them.
Obsessed.
They're so soft. Mm-hmm. They're so amazing. And Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Over 20,000 five-star reviews. And, you know, you get that fancy hotel sheet feeling, but you don't have to pay the fancy prices. I love them because, you know, they're based in Brooklyn. They're New Yorkers. They live in the city that never sleeps, but they're committed to bring you the best sleep ever. I love the small business approach. They're run by a husband and wife team, and they are very, very involved in every step of the way. It's a total old-fashioned spirit. Despite totally modernizing an old industry. And the sheets don't just feel great, they look great. You get different colors and different materials to choose from. Brooklinen sheets are absolutely the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever tried. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you're going to love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Heather at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Heather. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. If you like this show, you need to check out the Perez Hilton podcast. Each week, Perez is joined by Chris Brooker to bring you the best gossip from around Hollywood. What's hot, what's not, and what is everyone talking about? You never know where this show will end up, so check out the Perez Hilton podcast weekly on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's world.
All right, so I thought we could talk about birthdays a little bit.
Okay.
All right, so first I want to tell you what I'm doing for Terry's birthday, because by the time everyone hears this, this part will be over.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, and then I'll let you know how it went.
Okay.
And then I need your advice, because I don't know if it's too much, too little, too whatever. All right, so as we all know, I screwed up 10 years ago, not doing that again. And he doesn't like presents, and he doesn't like this, he doesn't like that. So we're just doing dinner with the kids tonight. And so Chef Amanda, he wanted barbecue. Mm-hmm. So we're doing chicken, ribs, corn on the cob. Mm-hmm. She's making cornbread, an apple crisp, a blueberry crisp. And she's making French fries and onion rings.
I can imagine.
Yes. What would a birthday be without an onion ring?
Right.
Not sure. Okay. And then I wasn't going to decorate. And then I thought, well, the kids will be upset if we don't do anything. But I didn't get like big balloons that say 60. Yeah. I didn't think he'd enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But I got little things like noisemakers, a little confetti for the table, a little banner to hang on the side. Mm-hmm. Do you think I need balloons or you won't?
I think we talked about this yesterday.
And
it was that, I mean, could you have him? Yeah. If he's in a good mood, you just bring him out. Great. If not, because then you have to take the photos, what I was saying. Remember?
Well, should I just do like a few little regular balloons and tie them to the chairs? So remember one year on Halloween? Not on Halloween.
Unless his face was on the balloon, then I feel like maybe we don't do it.
Then he would think it was funny?
Yeah.
So I had Nicole make a birthday crown for him with all pictures of Botched and himself and
so funny.
Some of the kids. I mean, all the kids, but like a couple pictures of the kids and that kind of thing. So I got the birthday crown, few little decorations, nothing overwhelming, just like that. And this food that he picked.
Yeah.
So his mom and his brother are coming over and me and the kids. And I figure we'll sit in the family room and we'll do cards and gifts and then we'll sit and we'll have dinner. So each of the kids wrote cards, but this is what we got him. All right. So first I got him a gag gift. So you know who Dr. Pimple Popper is?
Yes.
Okay. So Terry's mildly obsessed with Dr. Pimple Popper, kind of in a good way because, you know, obviously she's so successful. And it, of course it irritates him too.
Right.
Because Dr. Pimple Popper pops pimples and he does the most difficult surgery on the planet. And she's got like a gazillion more followers than him and this hugely successful show. Although I'm like, your show is successful too. Relax. But anyway, there's a board game.
Stop.
Oh yeah. There's a board game and it's like, it's kind of like a combination of, do you remember when you were little and you had that Barbie head? That you could like fix its hair and put makeup on it.
A Barbie head?
Yeah, remember those Barbie heads? You don't remember that?
No.
Really? You never had this as a child?
No, I didn't. I had the baby doll that pooped and peed. I had, you name it, I had it all.
Oh my God, do you know Nancy has an original Chatty Cathy doll still in the box?
Stop.
I swear.
That probably thing is worth a fortune.
I'm like, what are you going to do with it? She's like, I don't know. I like it. When she comes on the show, we got to ask her about it.
Funny.
No, all right. Well, they used to make these heads. I'm digressing a little bit. They used to have these like Barbie heads.
Yep.
And it was just like the head with a little tray at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And you would sit there and it would come with makeup and curlers and you could style its hair.
What?
And put makeup on it. Yeah, it's like that.
Okay.
You've never seen that?
Nope, definitely not.
All right, anyway. So it's not exactly like that, but this game, Dr. Pimple Popper, it's kind of like that. And it's this face and it's got zits all over it.
What?
And it's kind of like Operation where they give you a little tweezer.
Yeah.
And you have to like poke at the zits.
Okay.
And if you hit the wrong one, like water squirts out of the nose.
Oh, that's disgusting. And I love it all at the same time.
It's hilarious. So I bought it for him.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. So there's a real gift. But all right. So I bought that. And then his AirPods have ink all over them.
Right.
Because as we know, he breaks the pens. So I got him a new pair of AirPods. But the real gift, because he doesn't like gifts. So what I did was I sort of stole this from Kanye West. So a couple of years ago, I think it was Christmas, Kanye got Kim stocks for Christmas. And the way he gave it to her was gift cards. So it was very clever.
Yeah.
So he gave her like a Starbucks gift card and it was stock and whatever.
Yep.
So I've always thought that was a very cool idea. So like 6 months ago, I thought, okay, I'm going to get him stock for his birthday from each of us, like 60 shares from each of us because he's turning 60.
Yep.
And depending on who the kid is, was depending like what the stock was.
Right.
So like from Katarina, Katarina has loves YouTube, but she always films for her YouTube channel and everything. So Google owns YouTube.
Yeah.
So I did like 60 shares of Google.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Nikki loves to be on those games. So I got Microsoft.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. So I got all these things. And then he loves Apple stock so much. So I also threw in 60 shares of Apple. So I got all these stocks. And, you know, what's great is I bought them months ago. So they've gone up.
Yeah.
Most of them. Actually, the only two that have gone down are mine and Max's.
Right.
Starbucks. Max's Starbucks. And mine is Facebook because I love Instagram.
Right.
And they own Instagram. And so when that whole Facebook thing came out, the stock dumped. I was like, no! But all in all, the whole portfolio, the Terry's 60th stock portfolio is up.
Okay, good.
Thankfully. So he'll be so happy about that. I'm like, he's going to love this. It's going to be great. And I thought, but how do I give it to him?
Right.
So what I did was, is I took pictures of each of the kids in a very subtle way, what it was. So I took a picture of Coco lying on her bed with all her little stuffed animals around her, and she has her computer on her lap. So you can't see the front of it, but she's basically Netflix and chilling.
Yeah.
And Nikki, I have a random picture of him sitting at his Fortnite game or whatever the heck he was playing with these funny glasses on, and he smiled at me.
Yeah.
So that's his. Anyway, so everyone's got their card and everyone's got pictures, and I'll take pictures of them so you can see them. Mm-hmm. But everyone's got their pictures on the front, and each one says, I bought like lots of glitter letters, sticky letters, kind of stuff like that, and gave them to the kids and let them, except Nikki's, I had to do his for him, which is fine. He's 14 years old and doesn't feel like crafting. I get it. So on the front of each of the cards, is a picture, and then in like a glittery letters, it says something, and it has the number 60.
Yeah.
And then you open it up, and they each wrote something different. And, you know, they wrote like a card.
Yeah.
Some of them are so funny.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get to read Max's because she sealed it, but Nikki's was hilarious. Uh-huh. And they're really funny. And so, all right, so we have all the cards and the AirPods and everything. So here's my plan. My plan is we're going to sit down in the family room, have a drink, sit with all the kids, and I'm going to say we're going to do cards and then we're going to do gifts. So I'm gonna, and you, by the way, if you have a better idea, please chime in. So I'm going to give him all the cards because I want it to be random. I don't want him to figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. So he's going to open all the cards and look at them and read them. Be like, oh, that's so sweet, whatever. Oh, now open mine. Okay. Oh, sweet, whatever. And he's going to put them down.
Yeah.
And then we go, here's your gift. And I'm going to give him the pimple popper game.
Right.
And he's going to hopefully laugh.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll be like, okay, well, no, here's your gift. And I'm going to give him the little wrapped AirPods.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, oh, thanks. Like, like could have picked those up myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thanks. And then if I'm sure his mom and his brother are going to give him something, so I'll let them go. And then we'll be like, well, actually, we have one more gift for you. And then what I thought was I would line up all the cards on the table right there so he could see them, all the pictures together and all the 60s together, and see if he can figure it out.
I think it's going to be hard for him to figure it out.
I don't know. Well, if he looks at him, we're going to be like, here's your gift. The clues are in the photos.
Oh, that's what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if he needs help, obviously Coco will,
of course,
tell him.
Yep.
And then when he figures them out, he'll figure out from the pictures. And if we have to tell him, we'll tell him. But then he'll figure out from each picture what stock it is.
Yeah.
And then when he comes to the end, because there's five cards from us, I'm going to go, well, you missed one, and push the little AirPods back at him.
Yeah, I like it.
For the Apple.
Yep,
one.
I love it.
Is that cute?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you think he'll like that?
Of course.
It's so hard, man, to walk the line with him, because I came up with like 100 epic ways to do this. And I thought, oh, he'll be annoyed.
No, no, no. Simple is key.
Right?
With him. Yes. I think it's perfect.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do.
I hope so.
There's no way of him getting irritated by that.
Oh.
There's just.
But who knows? I don't know.
I know.
Have you, like, what's your first memory of a birthday?
Oh, God, I don't know. I have the worst memory.
Really?
Oh, the worst.
Do you remember a particularly bad birthday? Birthday fails. You have any birthday fails?
I feel like all my birthdays have not been epic. My best friend one time, bless his little heart.
Daniel?
He did a surprise party. When I got to my surprise party, I knew no one. It was all his friends. So I was
Wasn't this just like 3 years ago?
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was literally introducing myself to all these people. I'm like, thanks for coming to my party. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming to my party. Nice to meet you.
Yes, because I was like, why wasn't I at the party?
Oh, no, this was years ago.
No,
I was probably like 22. I don't know.
I remember the pictures.
So funny. And I was just like, this is the sweetest thing, but like, why? I know no one here. It was hilarious.
Let me throw you a party.
All of my friends.
Is that so funny?
So funny.
I do think it's interesting to watch like all my friends in different stages of 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, mm-hmm. you know, and seeing like who's into celebrating and who's not.
Yeah. I think it goes in waves though. I think it depends on where you are in your life. And like if you're having like a particularly really good year and you're like, yeah, let's celebrate. I want to throw a big party. Or you know what? I'm just going to have a little dinner or don't even tell me happy birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I go this year. I'm going back and forth. I really just don't have a clear
of what you want.
Yeah, I do think. I mean, I think like what Terry's doing is perfect. Like just dinner with the family, and then just like you know one night in LA. He was lamenting this morning the fact that we couldn't go to Cabo.
Oh my gosh!
No, he was upset. I mean that the weather's bad.
Oh,
and of course next weekend the weather's all sun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Poor guy. I'm like, was it meant to be?
Yeah.
I go, we'll go another time. You know, what can I tell you?
Yeah.
And then Nancy wants to do something similar for her birthday. She mm-hmm. wants couples. She just wants to have like
right.
a few couples, not a whole big to do. She's like, you know what? I'm over like the fancy girl lunches with the flowers and the favors. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't want to do that.
I like it. I like the intimate. I feel like those you remember, you actually have a really good time being able to talk to people that you want to talk to, and it's not like you have to put a face on.
Oh, I
and
agree.
And be on and talking to everybody, and I don't know, but maybe that's just my internal hermit in me.
Well, it's like the holiday lunch I threw last year,
mm-hmm.
to me, that was like perfect.
Right.
And I maybe that sounds obnoxious to say that, but I just thought it was a perfect day. It was like the exact right amount of people.
Yeah.
We all fit around one table. It was at my house. So it was, yep. everyone was dressed, but it was like had a nice casualness to it.
Yeah.
And it was.
But it felt festive still.
Totally festive.
Yeah.
Because there were flowers and favors. Yeah. I mean, it was very extra fancy,
mm-hmm.
but with the caviar and the champagne, I mean, it was fabulous, but right. it was just so fun.
Yeah. It was special.
Yeah.
It felt special.
Like maybe I should do something like that for my birthday.
I think there's just so much expectation on birthdays, holidays and New Year's. It's like, it's so, and Valentine's Day, like the Hallmark days. I just feel like it's, you, it's almost like it's inevitable to be like let down.
Oh, I agree. Riley and I were talking about New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And he was like, he hates it. Well, we said the same thing at the same time, but for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what he said. Why does he hate New Year's Eve?
He feels like every girl cries, they break up with their boyfriends.
It's amateur night.
It's, uh-huh. Yeah.
For me, I don't hate New Year's Eve, but I had a 14-piece big band for 4 years and we used to work
right.
on New Year's Eve. So you'd get triple scale.
Mm-hmm.
You were at a party
mm-hmm.
and it was like you were at a party, but you were working and making money. So it was
yeah.
kind of like you the best of both worlds. And then, you know, it's California where I come from in New York.
Yeah.
People don't go out till 11.
Right.
And then they stay out till 4
yeah.
in the
so
morning.
You could still go out afterwards.
No, but here, no, I was living here.
Oh,
I'm saying, but in California,
mm-hmm.
people go out at 7, 8, and at 12:01,
they're in bed.
They split.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone goes, yeah, Happy New Year, and they leave.
Uh-huh.
So when I was working with my band, we were in California, 12:01, everyone was gone.
Oh, so you were like, dang, I can't even like,
no,
enjoy.
It was like, no, it was kind of nice because you worked, you made all this money. It was still only midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It wasn't 4 a.m. and you
yeah.
were getting off. It was midnight. Yeah.
So you enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah. No, he hates it. He just can't stand.
Well, I loved working.
I know he hates working. Like,
oh no, he told me he wants to work on New Year's Eve.
He hates it.
Oh,
well, this is his first year at Lido, so I think for him it's very special.
Mm-hmm.
But he hates seeing all the girls that are like puking in the corner, yelling at the boyfriend.
That's gross.
It just like all like it's just, but it's the industry. You know what I mean?
But I agree. It's totally amateur.
Yeah, everyone overpays for a ticket to just go and stand somewhere in a pretty dress. Like he just all of it is. So not his thing.
I agree. That's why dinner parties are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
We've done New Year's Eve with the kids a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think we did with the kids at Mastro's, I feel like. Did we do that? Maybe it was the year before. I can't remember if we were out of town. But one year we did that where we went to the earlier seating
right,
with them.
Right, and then you guys came home and, yeah.
Came home, hung out, watched mm-hmm. a movie, watched the ball drop, whatever we did. That was fun. And yeah. then a lot of times we've been on vacation, but I don't know what we're doing this year. I don't think the kids want to go away.
Well, I think they're in a place where they want to hang out with their friends, and their friends are probably having parties. And
I don't know. I said, see if anyone's going to be home. Because mm-hmm. if you find out all your friends are leaving town, then right. you're going to have nobody. Yeah. Then what are you going to do?
Yes.
Agreed. I don't know. But I wouldn't mind staying home for that. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
But back to the birthday thing. So, yeah, I think that I've always loved birthdays. And, mm-hmm. you know, as we know, my birthday is January 5th, and it sucks because everyone's broke and tired yes, and fat yes, and over yes. and blatty, blatty, blatty. And I always talk about this. But, and I think that's why I like to over celebrate my birthday, because yeah. someone has to be excited. So apparently it has to be me. Uh-huh. And when I turned 40, you know, I had this like nice dinner party, I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
It was in a private room at an island hotel, and it was very pretty. Mm-hmm. And it was only like, I'm going to say it was like 10 couples. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Yeah. It, like the nice enough that you want to do it again?
No,
or?
No, I wouldn't want to do that again. No, definitely not. I feel like at that time, like I would have had a big party, but it was like mm-hmm. global financial crisis 2008-2009. Right. It was like the worst time ever, and mm-hmm. we're building our house. It was just a terrible time. So I like thought, okay, how much am I willing to spend on this? Do I really want to do this? Yeah, right. okay, yes, I want to celebrate,
right?
And like that. And then a bunch of my friends took me out. I did a little family party at home with the kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, like, they had a bouncy house and yeah. I got a cake because they were little. And yeah, it was only three of them. Yeah. And then some of my girlfriends took me out for lunch.
Right. So you've sort of been doing the same thing yeah, every year. You have a thing
much.
With your friends, and then you have a family thing.
But the thing with the couples I threw, mm-hmm. that was me throwing it. Right. So I don't know if I feel like doing that. But when I was in my 20s, I used to throw myself birthday parties.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people do that.
I would call it my personal New Year. And I would do a party in the beginning of January. It was so fun. I'd have themes. And, oh, I love, you know me, I love that parties.
Is, yeah.
Okay. You have no worst birthday memories?
I mean, God, I have to like think about that.
Okay. Clearly, I want to tell you this
yes,
story.
Yes, I know. I'm like,
I think you must know this story, but I don't know if everyone else knows the story. My mom's going to be pissed for telling the story, but I don't care. I'm telling it yeah. anyway. So not that I remember everything, but when I was in sixth grade.
Not that I don't remember, but like it was raining and it was a little cloudy. And
uh-huh. And I remember exactly what I was wearing yeah. and I had a headband on. And I had a roller skating birthday party.
Okay.
Because at that time the roller rinks were really big and okay. you'd go roller skating.
Yes.
And you'd get glow in the dark glow sticks mm-hmm. and you'd skate around. They played disco music, yes. whatever. And then you'd go eat somewhere and then the parents would, and you'd have like food and a cake and then the parents would pick yeah. them up. Cause I think like sixth grade or maybe it was seventh grade. I don't remember, but that's kind of when you transitioned from home parties and right. like little kid parties to those kind of parties. So we went to the roller rink and whatever, and we were at Pizza and Brew
okay.
in Mount Kisco. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting there and we had pizza and the whole thing. And then the cake comes. And she did an ice cream cake. First of all, don't even really like ice cream cake, but okay, mm-hmm. ice cream cake. And the ice cream was, have you heard this story?
No.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Pistachio.
Why, is that her favorite?
Yes.
Oh,
pistachio
no.
ice cream with chocolate cake. Now, let me just back it up for a second. I'm a vanilla person. Like, now I like chocolate, but I was always a vanilla person. Yeah. Like, knowing your kid.
Right.
Pistachio ice cream at Baskin-Robbins at that time, I don't know if it's still the same because I don't like pistachio ice cream, had cherries and nuts in it.
Oh, gross.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So a green pistachio ice cream with cherries and nuts in it, the whole cake, not even like half and half, and then chocolate cake.
Oh, my God.
That was my birthday cake.
Were you so embarrassed?
No, I was mad.
I know you were mad, but were you also embarrassed that like your friends were probably like, ew, I don't want to eat this cake?
I don't recall, but yes, I was like, what?
You're in sixth grade?
By the way, I still talk about it as I'm talking about it right now, but I will bring it up to my mother.
By the way, that's like, this is like the Terry, yeah.
Yes, it's like the 50th birthday.
Yeah.
No, I got a list.
That's so funny.
But that was a birthday
Did
fail.
Did she tell you why she chose that?
She goes, I don't know. They asked me for a flavor. I gave them a flavor.
Oh,
I'm like, oh,
poor
thing. She probably said she was probably hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
You know when you're hungry at the grocery store and you buy everything? Totally. I swear she was probably hungry standing there being like, God, I would love a piece of pistachio ice cream chocolate
that's
pie.
That's hilarious.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, but if that's the worst.
No, I there's mean. More. There could be more.
I'm sure. Open the vault and it'll all
open. Oh, yeah, it'll all come spilling out. Mm-hmm. And then I remember one time my sister was having a party. I think it was my sister. And we were living in Ossining. Brookside. Was that the name of our street? We had the greatest street growing up because it was like you drove in and it wasn't a gated community. I don't even know if they had gated communities then, but there were like these two big stone pillar kind of things as an entryway. And then you drove in and it was an enormous loop.
Okay.
So if you had thrown gates up, who knows? Maybe they have gates up now.
Right.
But it was so cool because you could ride your bike around the whole thing. And there were woods and brooks and rocks and streams. And we would just
play outside.
We would just disappear all day. They had no idea where we were.
I know. Those are the good old days.
Oh, good old days. We'd be like, we're going to the stream.
Yep.
Okay. Have fun.
Exactly.
By the way, my memory, it was like miles away. It could have been 10 feet away.
Totally.
I have no idea. But all I know is we were gone for the day and we used to do all this stuff. Yeah. And so we had this nice front lawn or whatever. And my cousins lived across the street.
Uh-huh.
So me and my sister and our parents lived on one side. And my Aunt Barbara and Uncle Tony and Peter and Tim, my cousins, live on the other side. So we really like grew up together.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I mean, literally across the street. So we did everything together and we'd like ride our bikes. Yeah. All right. So I think it was Skylar's birthday and she's having a birthday and the entertainment did not show up.
Oh no.
Did not show up. And so, everyone was freaking out or whatever. And then all of a sudden from the other side of the street, and there was kind of like a hill. So it was kind of like you were walking over and down.
Uh-huh.
We saw someone walking down towards the front of our house and it was my Uncle Tony.
Oh no.
Completely dressed up as Mother Goose. With like a dress and a wig.
Stop.
And the books
that
and things.
Is so cute.
Because those were the days where like you played games at the parties and maybe you had a magician come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She was probably in like first grade, second grade. I don't know. And so, you play hot potato. Do you know hot potato?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so you play hot potato.
Really? Do I know what a hot potato
is? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know a lot, but that I do know.
You didn't have a Barbie head. Pin the tail on the donkey.
Yes, it
got all that. So, all right. So we played all the games and then over the hill comes Uncle Tony dressed as Mother Goose and all the kids are like laugh and they're like, oh my gosh, who's that? And as he's walking over, I remember, I think it was Skylar. She was like, hi, Uncle Tony. Even though he's completely like in drag. That's, oh my God. It was so funny.
I love that. I love the dads who will dress up in the Santa outfits. And I love
it's that. Steve Martin Parenthood. Have you ever seen Parenthood?
I don't know, me and my movies.
Yeah, so Parenthood's a really good movie. I haven't seen it in a while. I'd like to see it now. I haven't seen it since I've been a parent.
Okay.
But I remember so many moments from it, and it's really funny. And it's, Steve Martin, Diane Weist. It was such a funny movie. But they talk about, like, his son he missed the fly ball.
Yeah.
And so, he just works with him and he finally catches the ball. Like dumb things but parent anxiety moments.
Right, right.
But there's a moment in that movie where the cowboy Dan doesn't show up or he was drunk. So he dresses up as cowboy, whatever. And
so funny. I love it.
It's so funny. I wonder if Terry would do that.
I don't think so.
No, not so.
No.
Much. Mm-mm. Probably not. But it's so funny, those things.
It is. I love it though. I wonder what Riley is going to be like a dad. It's so funny. Last weekend, he was mildly irritated on Sunday. I don't remember why. He never gets irritated. This man is like, I could be punching him in the face and he'd be like, it's okay. It's all right. Like, it's not a big deal.
Is that annoying though?
No, I love it. I need someone like that
that
deals with me. So, and I was like in a very good mood. So I was like joking around. He's irritated. And we sat down and I said something and I go, do you think we'll get married? I just like randomly said
that. While he's in a bad mood, asking him?
But like I didn't know he was actually irritated until after. Cause I was like, oh, that was you irritated? I had no idea. And I go, do you think we'll get married? And he goes, really? Like right now, that's what you're going to ask me? He goes, there's a high probability. I go, please pause. I have to write that down. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. That's hilarious.
That's like Chance of Rain.
Exactly. Exactly. In combo, you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, all right. That's weird. And then I kind of got a little serious because I was like, shit, why did I ask the question if I wasn't ready to like hear the answer? But it was a weird, but he's like, you got me at like the worst like moment. Like, why would you? So, he was hungry and
how did you respond? Did you do what I did when I saw Terry today and like, we're like, no big deal?
No, I think I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I don't think I was expecting that answer. I started laughing and I was like, I think I was trying to joke and then he wasn't joking. And then I got serious and I was like, okay, that just totally killed the mood. I'm like, dang it. And like, I knew I screwed up. I'm like, why did I even, because I was just, I thought we were like just going to laugh about it. And
yeah.
High probability.
So then how do you get out of that?
I like made another joke and we just, it was done. Oh. And I just didn't even bring it up. And then he was fine later on that night. I don't know. It was so weird. I think because like he was having a cocktail. It was hot outside. He was tired. He hadn't eaten anything. And so it was just like a combination of everything. And then me asking that probably very annoying question to any man. And it was like, he's like, you want to have a serious conversation right now? I'm like, oops, serious.
See, that's what I thought Terry was going to say when I asked him about going for the pillows.
Right. Like, really? After all, exactly.
You know what I wish we had discovered before we built the house?
What?
ADT.
Oh, right?
Man, I spent a fortune, and ADT can design and install a smart home just for you. Mm-hmm. It's got 24/7 protection, and I mean, don't you get nervous walking in the house at night?
Oh, yeah, but I'm a warrior, so I'm always like double-checking my front door, the back doors. Yes.
Right, but guess what? With ADT, you don't have to worry about that because if you're nervous about it, you can lock them remotely.
Oh, that's very cool.
And you can turn off lights because they're going to do outdoor cameras, locks, lights, garage door controls. They even do video doorbells. Have you seen Chris's?
No.
Terry's brother?
No.
Oh, yeah. We'll be sitting in the kitchen and he'll be like, something will happen on his phone. I go, what's that? He goes, oh, someone's at my door. And he'll show me the person at the door.
Oh, that is so crazy.
Yes. This is why ADT is so cool. They have doorman service, ADT automation. They'll unlock the doors for packages, friends, or if your kids show up, you know, early and you're not there yet, you can open the door for them. They have turn down service. So ADT automation, it arms your system, locks your doors and turn down your lights and thermostat for when you forget and you leave the air conditioning on and you
and
don't want
to too hot and you don't want to get up. So you have to,
oh, it's for lazy people. I love that.
Exactly.
That's genius. There's worry-free getaway service because ADT automation, they'll arm your system, lock up and set lighting schedules before going on vacation. And so much more. So go to ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. So I'm curious because I was with a girlfriend this morning and she was telling me, I was with Bahara and she was telling me that someone she knows goes to this, I'm going to call it a therapist.
Okay.
She didn't call it that. Mm-hmm. She was like, what she said, she goes, so there's this woman in Laguna who sees couples like once a quarter.
Okay.
Like not every week, not every month, but like once a quarter to do a check-in and to
assess the situation.
Right.
Okay.
And she was saying that this couple that she knows that's doing it, like if they get into a bad fight, they'll stick a pin in it and make an appointment with this woman and go see her. She's like, but it's basically like a once a quarter thing and they go in and they talk about issues. And I go, you know what I call that? I call that a therapist.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, but it's not a therapist. I'm like, is she a therapist? She's like, oh, I don't know. I go, I would think I'm hoping that she's
a
therapist.
Some sort of.
I go, to me, that's like, you know, putting someone on subscription. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, I want you to come back every quarter. I actually don't think this is a bad idea.
I actually am totally okay with therapy. I think everyone could use a little dose of therapy. I've never been to one, but I'm sure it would be totally fine.
So I went to therapy.
You hated it.
Well, no, it wasn't that. I went to therapy when I was trying to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just thought, it's me. As soon as I try, I'm going to get pregnant like that. And then we ended up with all the fertility issues and the whole thing. It was really depressing.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that go through this feel the same way. And, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. And we also, I didn't have those kind of like internet groups and I didn't have a community. It wasn't like that then.
Right.
And so there were a little bit, but not a lot. So I was depressed. And so Ray gave us the name of this therapist.
Oh.
Ray Manzella, who's one of our agents and love him, known him for years. And so Ray gave us the name of this guy. Mm-hmm. And Terry's like, look, I want you to go talk to this guy and whatever. So I went to like three sessions, I think.
It's funny that you went to a guy to talk about your fertility issues that you were.
Because I don't think I realized at the time.
Okay.
It wasn't just that. It was that like
everything. Yeah.
It was like my show was canceled and I couldn't get pregnant.
Yeah.
And yeah. it was like one of those moments where I was like, I don't know. What am I doing? Mm-hmm, what am I doing right now? Mm-hmm. And it was depressing. So he was like, you need to go. Ray said that he's got this great guy.
Yeah.
So I went like, I want to say it was three or four times. And the guy was lovely.
Yeah.
Although here's a couple of things. Number one, you know how like when someone's trying not to yawn, their nostrils.
Oh, no.
You know, like
flare.
Their nostrils flare up?
Yes.
So I could tell at certain times that there was the nostril flare. And I thought, uh-huh.
Like I'm boring you.
Or you're just, and then I was probably too narcissistic to think I was actually boring him. I think I was also feeling like, you know, he does this all day long. Of course he's yawning. He listens to people talk all day long. How boring.
But how unprofessional. I mean,
well, what
look,
are you
going to
do? You have to yawn. Maybe he was tired. Maybe I was boring. I don't know. But all I know, but he also laughed a lot when I was there because this was the problem. The problem was.
You weren't being real.
No.
Of course. You were trying to just, you were faking the funk and it was almost like.
I was doing a show.
Right.
I would go in. I had an appointment. I would sit there and I would do an hour of Heather.
Right. But see, the thing is, I think a really good therapist would probe questions to get you to touch like and pull like those emotional strings. Maybe he wasn't doing enough of that and he wasn't reading the bullshit.
Maybe, but I don't think I said anything that wasn't true.
Yeah.
I was just talking. I was like just hanging out.
Yeah.
I was doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly what we're doing right now. But I was probably not as honest as I am when we talk.
Yeah.
So I think for part of me, I find it. So here's the therapy thing for me personally is that I found it so annoying to have to give him backstory on every. It's like dating. You have to tell him every.
I know.
Oh, well, my mom, but she's blatty, 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 and blatty.
Right.
Or my sister.
And that takes it down a whole
different
other
path. Yeah. And it was just a lot of work. And I think that's why people are in therapy for so many years, because it takes so much time to get to know someone, which I get.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is such a beneficial thing. But for me personally, at that stage of my life.
It didn't do you any.
Well, I don't know if it did or it didn't, but I went three or four times. And then Terry said to me, he's like, can I talk to him?
Yeah.
And I was like, totally.
Yeah.
Call him. So they talked and whatever. And he basically told Terry, there's nothing wrong with me and whatever. But what happened was, but I was like, he's very nice. Like, I like him. Like, he's cool. I go, whatever. And then Terry gets the bill.
Oh,
and he's
no.
like, you're cured. You're fine.
That's the problem too.
My God, it was like $550 an hour.
Yeah.
And this was like 15 years ago.
Right.
It was a fortune. Terry's like, thanks, Ray.
Yeah. Talk to me instead of this
guy. That's what he goes. He goes, you're cured.
Yeah.
It's over. You're fine.
But I do believe in couples therapy before you get married. I've heard of that, and I've heard that it actually helps people. Because you talk about things. I mean, him and I, thank God, have a really good relationship in the sense of we talk about the most uncomfortable topics, about money, about children.
You're very self-actualized, though, and much older.
Right.
So I mean, a soul.
Yeah. And I feel like so we're good in that sense. But who knows? Maybe other things are going to come up. But I feel like I would totally be okay going in and talking to somebody and having them ask questions that maybe him and I wouldn't normally or naturally talk about.
I feel like that could open a can of worms, though.
You think?
Well, I have two feelings on
it.
Number one, could it open a can of worms? Because sometimes you're not ready to deal with certain conversations at the beginning of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Because I think if you're generally on the same page about, you know, religion, children.
The hard topics.
Like the big ones.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you just got to leave it there because you don't know what life is going to bring you. And the way you feel about one of those subjects today may be totally different 10 years from now.
Right.
And that may start arguments that don't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think what some churches do really well is they do like counseling before you get married. No, we didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I understand of it is it's not like, let's work out your issues. It's more like, let's work on
strengthening the relationship.
Like that. Like it sounds to me like a very positive thing, like learning how to be married as opposed to let's figure out what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but I've never done it before. You guys write into us and tell
us. Yeah, I would love to know.
I'd like to know sort of what happens.
Because there's a high probability that I will get married.
Because
there's a high probability.
It's either going to thunderstorm on Thursday or you
exactly.
may get married.
Totally.
No, I just, that's the only thing I worry about. I feel like And I wonder if you feel like you need to have therapy before getting married. That might be a red flag.
Right.
That maybe this is not right, or maybe this relationship needs more time to figure it out before you walk down the aisle.
Right.
Because I don't think you should take it lightly.
No, I agree. I mean, of course.
But don't you think like it could – like, all right. So
I think it depends on how the session goes. If the session is about – like probing questions about situations and how would you deal with this and how would you deal with this versus this is like an educational thing where I'm going to teach you how to be a union and how to work together and how to deal with issues.
See, that's what I think would be good. If you go into a little seminar and they're like, hey, listen, learn how to fight.
Right.
Compromise.
Exactly.
Like give you like pearls, mm-hmm. little pearls, little life hacks. Just like before you have a baby, you go to these classes and they show you how to swaddle.
Yes.
And
yes.
they show you how to burp and they show you how to do all this stuff. That's practical advice.
Yep.
Pre-marriage, I think that's genius.
Mm-hmm.
To me, couples therapy before sounds like you're going to open a can of worms. And again, I don't know. So weigh in out there. We didn't do this. It just, you're either going to open a can of worms for things you're either not ready to deal with or aren't necessary to talk about mm-hmm. right now. And I think if you feel like you must have therapy, I think that's concerning.
Yeah. No, I agree. Oh, who knows? High probability.
High probability. How long were your sisters dating before they got married?
Years.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Like 2 years, 3 years, like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, they were married for a little while.
Very interesting.
I mean, dating for a little while. And then they were engaged for a year.
I know. You know me. I love the engagement. It's the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back to the epic birthday. So, so I have these little decorations and I got – all right. I wasn't going to do like 60 candles because I might light the house on fire. But so I told you I got sparklers in the shape of 60 and I got sparklers for the kids. Right. All right. Because you said it's not going to light me on fire. So do balloons, yes or no?
I think it would be – if we do balloons, then we like print pictures and put them on the balloons, like make it funny. If you do them too seriously.
Not seriously. I thought about, you know, like one time, this is what I was going to say before. Remember on Valentine's Day, I was walking out of school and Lindsay handed me a random bunch of balloons and we just tied them on the chairs. Yeah. It was like a nice backdrop for a picture.
Uh-huh.
Maybe just that.
Yeah.
I think that would be okay.
I think you're overthinking it a little bit.
Because I'm so worried because it's 10 years and he's still hawking me.
There's no comparison. It's a dinner at home with just the family. You can't ruin it, really. And if he does say that you ruined it, then he needs to go to therapy.
I need to call the lady in Laguna.
You do. Call Mr. the guy, the $550 an hour.
Well, I'm thinking he's probably more now. Should we do a few questions?
We should.
Okay.
Hi, Heather and Natalie. I have been a huge fan of your podcast from the very first episode. I'm flying in from Australia to Orange County with my husband and my two sons, a 10-month-old and a 2.5-year-old. I'm so anxious. Do you have any advice for taking small children on a long-haul flight? I know all the best places to take the kids when I arrive, thanks to your podcast. So thank you for all the hot tips. Thanks so much and admiration for you girls. XOXO.
Oh my gosh.
This is definitely a you question.
Yeah. Love you. And thank you. And you know, the thing about flying with kids, do not give them Benadryl.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so many people do that to try to knock them out. And
give them a little Bailey's.
Just give them a shot of tequila.
Rub it on their gums.
I think the best thing to do is to try to keep them on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure out the time zone you're going to and figure out if you're going to stay on your current time zone. Cause sometimes it's easier. Cause if you're going to stay out late with the kids and it works out. You got to figure out what time zone you're staying on.
Yep.
And you have to keep them there.
Mm. But she's saying what's the advice for a long flight?
Right.
Yes.
My point is it starts with the flight.
Yeah.
So you have to keep them on schedule. If they go to sleep at a certain time, especially on a long flight, it's easier to do this. You can give them a pretend bath, like do a little warm towel thing, you know, do their normal routines for bed. Passy, book, whatever it is, make it dark, you know, do all the normal things you do for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Make it as comfortable as possible for them. Rub backs. It's going to suck for you, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's so much better to keep them on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's their awake time or you need to keep them up in a certain amount of time before they go to sleep, have extra crafts, have extra snacks. I always made sure I had snacks and crafts that they don't have at home.
That way they don't get bored. So it's something new.
And you want to bring something out like every 30 minutes. So what, you know, what's great now is like all the devices.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of kids will just sit there with the little movies, even super young ones, mm-hmm. which is amazing. But if your kid's not like that, or it's a baby or something, you want to bring out new toys mm-hmm. every 30, 40 minutes while they're awake, and new snacks. And they'll be so excited.
How exhausting.
Also, you need to walk around. But the most important thing is, so new things every once in a while, walk them around and keep them on a schedule.
Where do you change your diaper? That bathroom is so small.
Most of the bathrooms have this changing table that folds down right over the toilet.
Yeah.
You have to release the germ thing.
Right.
I mean, because it's so disgusting. You can't even imagine.
Yeah.
It's just so gross.
Oh my gosh.
But you want to change the kids. Oh, and bring extra clothes for you and for them on the plane. Even if you don't end up using them, bring them in your carry-on. Bring a little wheelie that fits in the overhead bin. You've got to have extra clothes, because if someone gets sick, mm-hmm. someone pees on you, they spill the entire drink in your lap,
yep.
you will be miserable, and so will they. So make sure you have extra clothes.
Here's another one. Hello, Heather and Natalie. I'm a military wife, and I knew that going in, my husband would be deployed and be gone for months or even a year at a time. I'm grateful for his service, but what I've realized is after having children is how hard it is when he comes back from deployment. When he's gone, we have a system in place, rules and a schedule that works well, but when he comes home, it all goes out the window. So I was wondering, how do I continue to keep the rules and schedule in place when he's back? I hope this makes sense.
It does make sense, and I think this is a problem lots of people have, not just with people that are in the military, but you know, spouses that travel,
yes.
or, you know, if you're divorced mm-hmm. and the kids are going back and forth between two different homes. This is like a big deal. I don't have this problem, but I get it on a little bit, a teeny tiny bit when Terry will come home and just say yes to everything.
Right.
And it drives me insane because all the good stuff you've done is completely out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of depends on how long your husband's home.
Mm-hmm.
If he's coming home 2 days at a time, let it go. It's okay.
Right.
And I think a good idea would be to prep the kids and say, look, dad is coming home and he's only here for 2 days. So we're going to throw the rules out the window for 2 days. We're going to have a little silly fun. And then when he leaves, we have to go back on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's home for weeks and weeks at a time, then I would do the same thing, but I would give it a time limit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dad's coming home. So we're going to be silly and crazy and do all this off schedule stuff on this day and this day. And then we're going to get back into our routine and maybe even write out a schedule, put it on a bulletin board so they could see regular days and silly days.
Right.
And maybe do it weekday, weekend. But you do have to loosen up a little bit.
Is there not a conversation to be had with the husband?
You can have those conversations till you're blue in the face, but I'll tell you exactly what he's going to say, because I'll tell you what Terry would say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gone. And when I come home, all I want to do is enjoy my kids, and I don't want to give them rules, and I don't want to – and I get it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? He's fighting bad guys. He's in a difficult situation. He comes home. He doesn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's cutting people open. Whatever it is
right.
that your significant other is doing when they get home, if they're exhausted and they're stressed at work, or they have a high pressure job, as most people do,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of one job that's not high pressure. They don't want to do that when they come home.
Right.
So you've got to find a happy balance. Yes, you can have the conversation, but I don't think it's going to help, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. But maybe you can strike this deal. Hey, listen, what if we do it this way
right.
and this way, and I'll be the heavy mm-hmm. on these days, but we'll be looser on these days, best of both worlds.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Right. Okay. Here's another one. It's, hi, Heather, random question for you. Since you've been talking about showing us all your house soon, I've been wondering, how do you keep that thing clean? I struggle, as I'm sure we all do, with staying on top of house cleaning and all that goes with it. I'm sure you can't possibly clean your home by yourself, but do you or your cleaning team have some sort of routine to do your deep cleaning items, like your baseboard, ceiling fans, etc.? Thank you in advance. Christina from Frisco, Texas.
Great question. And yeah, we do have a schedule. We have a schedule, and it's all about being prepared. It doesn't matter if your house is, you know, 1,000 square feet, 10,000 square feet. It doesn't matter. You still need a schedule of when everything is going to be done, or
yeah.
else it doesn't get done.
Exactly.
And even still,
mm-hmm.
we miss things.
Yeah.
When we were in Terry's office the other day filming, no one uses his bar. He's got this bar in there right
mm-hmm.
off his office. And I looked in the ice maker. No one's ever used the ice in there. He doesn't make drinks in there. And I was like,
right.
oh my gosh, this is filthy. We got to clean up the ice and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that wasn't on the schedule, because we basically use every room in the house except his office, and we haven't used the dining room because I've been waiting for my champagne wall to be done, but that's going to be done in the next couple of weeks and we'll use that. But that's why that room has sort of been neglected. But yeah, I would get on a schedule. So your normal everyday stuff, and I'm neat. Like I put things away. I don't leave clothes mm-hmm. lying around, and I'm very much on the children to put things in the hamper and not put them hamper adjacent,
yep.
which is still a challenge, but I'm working on it, and to hang things up and whatever. But the deep cleaning stuff, yeah, you know, once a month, you got to deep clean the bathrooms mm-hmm. or, you know, clean out the refrigerator. That's something that people forget.
Oh, yeah.
Even, you know, if you have an ice maker in your freezer, you got to clean all that ice out and throw it away and let it restock itself.
For sure.
All that kind of stuff. But it's basically, yeah, it's about being on a schedule.
Yeah. Just do a walkthrough. Do a walkthrough. Make a list of every room. And then you can go back and think, okay, I use these rooms more often. I don't really touch these rooms. So maybe you got to go in there and dust these places. Yeah, I think you're right. Just writing it all down and making it visual will help so much.
Should we do one more?
Okay. Hi, Heather. This is Lauren from Nebraska. I love listening to you. Thank you for doing your podcast twice a week. I am a mother of a 3-year-old and a 5-month-old. How do you separate your time from your kids and your hubby and yourself without feeling guilty? Also, I have been feeling like I'm in a funk and just not myself. Have you been through this, and how do you get out of your funks?
That is a big question. So I think we should save that question for next week. And Lindsay's going to be here, and I'd love to hear her weigh in on that also, since she's got super little kids.
Yes.
And mine are older and you don't have them yet. So let's talk about that subject.
Perfect.
From all three of our perspectives. That's a great question. Hey guys, thank you so much for all your support. Thank you for listening. Please say a prayer that he's going to be happy tonight.
I'll say a little prayer for you.
Forever. All right, yeah. So say a prayer for us, please. I'm kidding. Don't waste a prayer on that. Just think a good thought, please. I'll let you know next week how the family dinner went, how our night in Los Angeles went. We'll answer that question you just heard.
Great.
Lindsay will be here. It'll be super fun. And thanks, guys, so much, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card, and you don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. And you can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.